from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. We have updated details and a surveillance camera photo of the suspect in a rampage early yesterday on Riverside Drive. You can see the photo on MyTimmonsNow.com in our Crime Stoppers feature. City police now say it involved a gray Ford 150 pickup truck. It was driven into a back door of Planet Fitness at Timmins Square, then into the showroom at James Toyota. He abandoned the truck once he got it hung up on a guardrail on Sterling Avenue. If you recognize the suspect from the photo or have any other information, call Timmins Police or Crime Stoppers. A Timmins business owner is leading up a campaign to provide detox and rehab for drug addicts. Joe Stanlake wants Boreal Recovery Solutions to eventually get corporate and government support, admitting what can be done locally is a small drop in a large bucket.
It was more about just doing something. As we know, all of the ranting and raving and arguing and all of that stuff, and nobody is stepping up to do anything.
Stanlake's committee is working with mental health and addiction counselor Marcel Perdum, who has developed a treatment program. Perdum says addiction is not a behavioral or personality issue. It's a disease of the brain. 20. That's the daily average of opioid deaths in Canada last year. According to the newly published national data, 74% of the more than 7,100 lives lost involve fentanyl. The Public Health Agency of Canada says the overdose crisis, driven by a toxic illegal drug supply, is one of the most serious public health crises our country has ever faced. The agency says all aspects of strategies in responding to the crisis should be population and person-centered, including working together across prevention, treatment, harm reduction, and enforcement to provide solutions. An awesome display of brute strength today on Cedar Street during the United Way's inaugural Big Red Truck Pull.
Ready, set, go!
Teams of 8 to 10 people representing several charities and organizations are pulling a fire truck down the street in a timed competition. United Way Regional Manager Jennifer Gorman says it's a fun activity that also raises money.
Absolutely a fundraiser to help support all of our funded partners as well as our funded programs.
The next program to benefit is Ready for School when United Way takes kids shopping for school on August 14th.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.